Victory eternally guaranteed. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. Psalm 117:2 says, "For his loving kindness prevails over us, and we triumph and overcome through him. And the truth of the Lord endures forever." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't you just love to praise the Lord? Some days are easier than others, I'll admit that, but it's so wonderful to focus on him, on his very character, and respond in praise. It doesn't matter your style of, you know, hand gestures or whatever, but what matters is your heart, worshiping him in spirit and in truth. I'm going to share a little personal story. Before my injuries were further treated and overall health improved some time ago, I remember being unable to lift my hands in worship. This represented a lot to me because for some reason, I feel comfortable lifting hands in worship, whether I'm at home or church. It's just what I do. I realize it's not about style, and rather it's more about removing worship from a Sunday-only box. Amen? But even that said, I remember felt really sad not to be able to raise my hands in worship like I usually did. I remember feeling hurt physically and emotionally because I couldn't raise my hands, even though I knew that it's not about outward expression. But I had to learn to worship in spite of painful changes. So what is holding you back from worshiping the Lord today? Is it a physical injury? Emotional pain? Ask the Lord to help you worship in spite of anything. He will help you, whether you lift hands or not. It's so important for us to get our focus on him instead of our problems, to focus on his character, on who he is, and praise him for that. He never changes, even though different things change here on earth. Jesus never changes. So we all can offer him a sacrifice of praise, as in Hebrews 13:15. Through him, therefore, let us at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. Did you notice the terminology of sacrifice of praise? In Psalm 50:23, it also says, "He who offers a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving honors me. And to him who orders his way rightly, who follows the way that I show him, I shall show the salvation of God." My friends, it's time for all of us to worship him who created us, loves us, and offers us himself. He is beyond expression awesome. Feelings change. Believe me, I know. I've had a tough week with a pet who is not doing well, and I just have been very close to that precious dog for years. I have had a tough week, so the timing of this message is very real and applicable to me, and I hope it is to you as well. Feelings change, but God doesn't. We can always praise him for being himself and for promising to make all things right in the end when Jesus comes again. So remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that our victory in Christ remains eternally guaranteed. I can hardly wait for when Jesus returns. I love him, and I yearn to see him make all things right. I quote from Revelation 22, verse 20 on a fairly regular basis. "Come, Lord Jesus." Amen? I hope you say that from your heart as well. Come, Lord Jesus. By the way, I praise the Lord to report that he opened doors and brought better treatment so that I could raise my hands high again. And I'll never forget the deep joy in my heart when I smiled up at him as I could raise my hands in worship once again. Psalm 34:1 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." And Psalm 63 verse 4 says, "So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name, I will lift up my hands." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for being you. I praise you. We love you. We give you our hearts, our lives. We welcome you, Jesus. We cast our burdens on you. And we thank you for being willing to bear our burdens for us. And I pray for your best for each request sent to prayingpals.org. Pray for all the churches and pastors today. And I thank you so much that you are with us and that you love us and that you never change. We bless your name and love you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Make yourself a reminder on your cell phone or on a post-it note, whatever, to praise the Lord, no matter what, for being himself who never changes. And remember that Jesus still loves you. And you can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org.